CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Thank you. And it still ain't a goddamn thing they can tell me. What could compel me to jump in? Get a piece of this bread, pudding, wake up, cake up. Walking in the form of my elders, I'm glowed up, glowed up. Bitch, don't I look like a pharaoh? Fuck your story, tell nigga, pull up. Shit and piss on your head, nigga, clocking. Grab my check out the mail room, then back in. Papa, daddy, Warbucks, like Warhol with an eight ball and a paintbrush. I'm AWOL, but I ain't done.
Full-time killing, bad hole driller, chowder for the kitten, mellow yellow lemon, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up, yeah. Same town stealing, same squad chilling, baggy for the pit, can't you see I'm living, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up,
I'm glowed up. You see me shining, nigga, the silver lining, nickel plated, refinery, never sweating the mine, a word to the most honorable, no bullshit in me, constant laxatives in your child away, that's the shit I can't condone, full power until we reach the maximum, gonna all my worries, I'm loony, absolutely out my dome, stacking my capital, I carve in my legacy, now tell me, is you with me, chaperone,
full time killing, bad hole driller, chowder for the kitten, mellow yellow lemon, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up, yeah. Same time stealing, same squad chilling, bagging for the pit, can't you see I'm living, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up,
yeah. Lately I've been glowed up. Paper finally showed up. Chowder got me going fuck. I'm feeling like the only one out here. Even if I slowed up, got enough work to last the whole damn night. Lately I've been glowed up. Feeling like the only one out here. Lately I've been glowed up. Paper finally showed up. Shawty got me going buff. Feeling like the only one out here. Even if I slowed up, got enough work to last the whole damn night. Lately I've been glowed up. Feeling like the only one out here.
Life out in the spotlight, with some mad to pull you back to the starlight. Cause even when you're far out there in the sun, you're still in the hands of the one who cares for you. And it's a cold game that you play on, with some mad to pull you back where you came from. Cause even when you're far out there in the sun, you're still in the hands of the one who cares for you. Just another name. I wanna be.
Sunday classic in your black and red glasses, painting your silhouette. Oh, take me to the opera, take me even further. Teach me to live with no regrets, teach me to love with no remorse. Teach me. It's already in flight, and I'm enjoying the ride. Sitting back, playing it cool. I can be the help that you don't need, since you put your trust in me. I just wanna learn, I just wanna learn from you.
It's I don't know what time it is. 4:17 in the morning. You're listening to CKT 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whisketeers here. My name is Zach. Who I got in the room with me right now?
How I wish we were in the same room, throwing it back. But it's Liam.
Oh, and Leah.
Liam and Leah. And also our friend from Chicago.
Hey, it's Chris. Hi, Liam. Hi, Leah. Hi, Zach.
How's it going, Chris?
Hi, Zach. Hi, Chris. Hi, Leah.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, listeners.
Hi, listeners. Hi, Ibuno. Hope you're all having a great evening. If you're just waking up, you're probably not, since it's 4:17. If you're still awake, you're sicko. And that's all right. Welcome to William Shatner's Whisketeers.
How is William Shatner doing? Do we know again? Didn't he have like a health scare or something?
Did
or am
he?
I thinking of someone else?
Did he?
He's trucking. He's 90. Okay.
Yeah, he's 90. We're still trying to get him on this show.
I haven't been harassing him on Twitter like I said I would.
Yeah, that was your job, Chris. Come on, do your job. Hey, a little bit. I just hired you as production assistant. Come on.
You know what the first, well, actually the second Google result, you know, okay, so the first Google result for William Shatner is just his Wikipedia page. But then it says, like, on Google, people also ask, what disease does William Shatner have?
Does he have a disease?
He suffers from tinnitus.
Wow, don't we all?
I hope not.
No, I don't have tinnitus. I do have quite a few friends that suffer from tinnitus from going to very loud shows. I've had temporary tinnitus. It's not pleasant.
No, yeah. I think Jackson has tinnitus.
Oh, yeah.
Like, low-key.
It must be horrible. You can't even sit in silence and just enjoy the sound of silence. You constantly have to hear something in your ears.
That's fucked up.
It's pretty scary.
Don't you feel that, like, even without tinnitus, like, I'm quite certain I don't have tinnitus, but, like, every now and then you get that, like, that sound of silence like you're talking about, but it's, like, it's still, like, a high-pitched... It's not a high-pitched thing, but it's, like, you, like, you're hearing... Sometimes it's, like, it's like electrical devices that are on, like a sort of like buzz of like the empty space being filled. You feel that?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Not often.
I don't know
though.
What that is.
That would suck, but you want to hear a headline from 4 days ago about William Shatner?
Sure.
Take it easy. Nothing matters in the end. William Shatner at 90 on Love, Loss, and Leonard Nimoy.
I did see this, actually. I saw this headline. I would love to have him on the show. I think we would have great conversations with William Shatner about love, loss, and just taking it easy and nothing really mattering.
I wonder if he would cry his famous whiskey tears.
Mm-hmm. He cried the whiskey tears about a SpaceX launch.
Did he?
Why?
Because we're going to Mars. Back when we started Star Trek, we could only dream about this stuff, and now somebody's going to go up there and create a new species with a Martian being of the opposite sex.
He's going to be the first one, even though he's 90.
I don't think a new species. Calm your horses down there. But a whole new human civilization on Mars is pretty weird to think about. One day, humans are just going to live there.
I hope not. I feel like a bunch of people are going to unfortunately perish in the process of trying to establish that colony.
Many will. Elon Musk even admitted it. Nevertheless, though, there will be a colony someday on Mars.
You know, this might be the thing that's going to draw the aliens out of hiding.
What, like colonizing another planet?
Yeah, like they're just like waiting for us to like, they're like keeping a close eye lately because they're like, okay, they're getting close.
They're not even in hiding.
No, not really. Yeah, but, like, but they're choosing not to engage.
There's a Galactic Federation, Chris. Have you not heard of this?
The Galactic
Official?
Yeah.
I know they're around.
No, there's a Galactic Federation.
And we're part of it?
Apparently. And we're just not ready to hear about it. Liam, you for sure heard of this.
Yeah. Wasn't it like the Israeli?
Yeah, it was that
general
top Israeli space dude said this. And everyone was just like, what?
I did hear about that.
There's a Galactic Federation. Aliens live among us, but we're not ready to talk about it yet.
Hey, I think that there's some information being kept from us.
There's always.
I think we talked about this already of like, it's very convenient that they're just like slipping this stuff by during the pandemic.
Unstable
and like,
times.
Yeah. Economic crash. Coup attempt in a global superpower. They're just like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
those videos were real.
Here's some aliens.
Yeah, actually those videos have been confirmed real since 2017 and you just forgot about it.
Facts.
That's some stuff I've been seeing, like articles dated back in 2017 when like I never saw this stuff, like announcements from the CIA that like the certain pieces of footage were real.
And like from all the Navy and Air Force dudes or whatever.
There's some stuff that's been out for a while. Like,
yeah, well, cause the videos, the Pentagon declassified, one of them is from like 2004.
Yeah. But they only just declassified that, right?
Yeah, but they've been around on the internet for like more longer than that.
Right.
But then
to prepare ourselves for this, to prepare all of humanity for the truth, we all just need to have a collective acid trip.
Or
you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here. That was a joke. We do not condone the usage of illegal substances.
Only in areas where that's legal.
Areas where it's legal. Rock on where it's legal. All we really got to say right now, we'll be back on the mic though with some more interesting conversations real soon. It's the start of our show right now, so I think we got to get back into the music a little bit to hook those listeners in, reel them in, up the fishing rod, you know. So yeah, let's do it, I guess. It's 4:25 in the morning. CKT 90.3 FM. William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. Stay tuned for some more of this.
About time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Picture how a melody gets thought into existence. Rhythms intersection, hits it and upholds it with persistence. Picture in the outline and you start to see the colors, filling in with intricate splashes by all the brothers. Michelle is on the joint, you be missing the gay of cello. No wonder why the hump inside the joint is feeling ghetto. A medal or award should be given to these heroes for their efforts of revealing and bringing forth the feeling. I'm reeling, poetic, I say, a great proportion. I hope my little nuance is correct for this distortion, but I say why I say, and who is to say? Cause Roy makes the tune what it is today. Rhythmically, we in this lake of jeans, know what I mean? It's only right that me and Mr. Wright, we hail from Queens. The overtone of funk is being driven by the students. The benevolence of Roy issued me this jurisprudence. To speak a rhyme, put it in a hipper term. I'm just a humble little germ, just a hipper version. Poetic, I mean truly indeed how every seed it sprinkles with the essence of life to form our breed. Think about it, sweetie, why we give this to the needy. The musical expression is important for progression. Never stop learning lessons, and neither should y'all. Before we all stand, must acknowledge a fall. Before we get the bounce, we got to reach for the ball. Before we get on show, we had to get to a crawl. Check it out now, and don't you dare. Bobby Timmons did a joint called That Dear. Check it out now, and do you do. Ronnie Foster did a joint called Mr. Groove. Check it out now, it's how we go. Check it out with my man Roy Hargrove.
Hey. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Apple Tree Cafe. Roy Hargrove on stage. Last
Thank you.
CKUT 90.3 FM. We're gonna go in real smooth. William Shatner's Musketeers here at about 4:51 in the morning. I hope everybody's been enjoying the show. How y'all doing? How's everybody in the room doing? What's up? How's it going?
Well, I'm woken up now.
Yeah, we're rounding that 5 o'clock corner. Time to wake the fuck up. You know, it can't be nighttime anymore. Even if you haven't gone to sleep, you are beginning to face the undeniable fact that it is morning.
You've been locked in your house for 8 hours, so what the fuck are you doing? Curfew started a long time ago. Although it's gonna be done on Friday, which will be nice.
Rejoice.
It will be super nice. I think everyone has a lot of pent up excitement and partying and just energy in them that's gonna be released once this curfew's over, and I'm very excited to see the streets and parks in Montreal when this curfew's lifted. I think it's gonna be one hell of a time. I really do. Liam, like, you're in New York right now, and
it's like completely open.
Yeah, well, seeing your videos like that one week where like everything opened, like when you like sent, I think it was that week where you got really messed up in your IKEA uniform. Just sending videos like of like the parks and like the streets and how crazy it is like in New York.
I mean, that was just specifically, that was Washington Square Park, and that's always crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
but I don't know. I follow like a few people on my social medias who are in New York right now, and just the general vibe in the streets seems very exciting, and like everyone's just letting loose and like having a really good time.
The city's alive again.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really crazy summer, honestly. I think a lot of people have some energy that's been building up inside of them for staying inside for so long. I know I myself do. Although, I have noticed with this whole COVID situation, I have gone to some social gatherings recently in the parks, and I don't know how to socialize anymore. And I'm sure I'm not the only one in this situation. I think a lot of people are going to struggle with this, having a hard time socializing again and knowing how to interact in large group settings. It's a weird thing. You have to like relearn it.
It's like going back to school after summer vacation, except for a year.
I remember one time I went back to school after summer vacation. It was probably like grade 3 or something, and I realized that I had like almost entirely forgotten cursive. I was like, how the fuck do you write an R? And I kind of feel like that. Can
you write in cursive now?
Yeah. I write in like a mixture of cursive and manuscript.
Fancy schmancy over here.
Yeah. Calligraphy.
I can still write in cursive, yeah. Yeah.
I think I only wrote in cursive like during the elementary school learning it phase, and then never ever used it again.
I wonder if they still teach it.
No, it's actually a controversy of some people are like really adamant that kids learn it, and then it's overall being phased out though, so there's like pushback from more traditional teachers who are like, we should still have this.
Yeah, but like
why is it? What is the What are the pros and cons?
Yeah, exactly.
It's room for like.
And you hand in all your essays by hand. You don't type your essays in France, and it has to be in cursive. Otherwise, you lose points because it's not professional.
Weird. But what is like the pros of learning cursive?
Well, I guess being it's more professional, right?
We have computers.
But if you've seen like overall American kids, it seems like just trash handwriting. So like if you don't learn cursive and like have like some like rigidity of like there's like a certain form of like how you have to write your letters, like it really just goes to shit. Like manuscript gets so butchered. Like my mom's a teacher, and from time to time I see like tests or like essays written by her students. Oof, it's like worse than I remember. Like like really close to illegible. Like what the hell are you writing? Like it looks like. Like it looks like you were writing with like three pairs of gloves on and like dropping like a greasy pencil or something. Like
when I was in CJEP, I got roasted really hard for my handwriting by a teacher. He made me come to his office just to shit on my handwriting and made me read him out loud my entire exam because my writing was so bad, he said.
That's savage.
But I think the thing with cursive also is practically, I think you just write faster when you're writing in cursive.
Not me, that's for sure.
Once you get the hang of it, well, that's the whole thing is you're never lifting your pen, right?
True.
I feel like it's just more efficient and faster in the end if you're writing really long things. And to rebut what you said, Liam, about we have computers now. I think writing things by hand is something that should be maintained. I just feel like there's a direct, like, a different type of linkage between your brain and, like, your hand writing.
Oh, no, that's, I definitely agree with that, yeah.
Versus 100%. Typing, and you could, I feel like I could express myself a lot better through a pen than I can typing into my computer screen, and I don't know. That's like, just what I've like, noticed. Writing is a lot more poetic, I think.
When I still studied for things like studying, I would write my like study guides like with in hand and using my hands just because I would remember it more. So
yeah, there's like actual studies that say that's a better way of like retaining
knowledge
information.
It is.
At the same time though, if you're trying to write an essay, I cannot do that by hand because I'm always moving paragraphs around, moving sentences around.
For sure.
It's impossible on paper.
Well, not an essay. I just mean more like personal things to write or notes.
It wouldn't be impossible either. You just
like
have
journaling
to, like,
by hand. I think I wouldn't be able to journal by typing into Microsoft Word. It's so sterile.
I've never journaled in Word. I've journaled in the Notes app.
I feel like it's just so sterile to type like your feelings and things like this. Like I feel like I'd much rather write it down.
I get you. I've kept paper dream journals in the past.
Interesting.
Would you like to share some of your dream journal on the radio?
I'd have to locate it. I've fallen off.
I would love, I think it would be a great thing to share with our listeners at this fine hour of the morning and night, this hybrid hour, is your weird dream journal.
A good time for weird dreams. What's the weirdest dream you've ever had that you remember?
The weirdest dream I can't even share it. You could start though and I'll just think.
I remember one from when I was a kid and like a giant crab like walked into my room and I was like scared.
A giant crab?
It was like a giant crab like opened my door, like a horror movie kind of thing. Or was it a giant lobster? I don't know,
was
something like
speak?
That. No, I don't think so. I think it was just like, woo!
What did it do to you?
I don't know. That's the only part I remember, like it being in, standing in the doorway of my room or something.
Holy crap!
It suppressed the rest.
Yeah, maybe it was real.
It probably was real.
Fuck.
What if this is dream and dreams are real?
Those are the aliens the Israeli space general was talking about. It's giant lobsters.
Yes.
Like, that's the Galactic Federation. It's just all giant lobsters.
That'd be fucked. Chris, are you looking for something?
Yeah, I am looking for I'm looking for the last dream that I have written in my notes app.
Word. I'm excited to hear this. I guess I might as well load another jazz song onto the queue since...
Before we go back to music, I have a funny...
It's not back to music. It's the backtrack.
Oh, word. Do you want me to share this funny news headline?
Of course. While Chris searches his dream journal, go for it.
So, drug dealer jailed after sharing a photo of cheese that included his fingerprints.